Everyone loves a pie. We all love a pie, and we particularly love a pie when you travel, you know, with things like, and it became, I know when we first came to Western Australia about 19 years ago, one of the great joys when the kids were little, you'd travel down, and I think you, in those days on the highway, you went past the Miami Bakehouse. And then for a little while, as I recall, you didn't. And I just wonder what that did to the business at the time. However, it's back in a big way, the wonderful Miami Bakehouse. And someone said to me about a week or so ago, just before Christmas, you should talk to Simone Sanders. Now, Simone has a great job. Simone is the official taster, if you don't mind. How does that work? The official taster in the WA owned and operated Miami Bakehouse. We want this job. Simone, hello.
Hello there, Tony. How are you?
Now, how do you get this role? Is that right, official taster, and is that all you do?
It is right. It's probably not all I do, but God, it's a great job.
It is a great job. Yeah. It's lovely to have you on the program. Thank you for spending a bit of time with us. Because I think most people listening now, what if it's sometimes they're travelling down south, as they say here, we all say in Western Australia, we're going down south. And like we're supposed to know what that means. And then, but part of the joy was calling in at Miami into the Miami Bakehouse and having a sausage roll or a pie. It was like the halfway mark of that journey, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. And that was our older place at Falcon,
yeah,
which is still there, but it's on the old road now, not the new road. So, yeah, it was part of everyone's kind of a ritual, isn't it, around that, particularly the summer holiday, but the trip southwest always. It was it's fabulous. We had a terrific crowd of followers, and we absolutely love them back to death. So,
what did that do, if I may ask? Did that must have been a little chaotic for the business, presumably, once the road all shifted and you no longer went right past the front door?
Yes, yeah. Look, you know, gosh, that goes back a long time now. It's sort of almost becoming a distant memory. But we obviously the turnover on that road for every business along that path just basically halved when they opened the Forest Highway and the freeway, that extension of it. So it was pretty dramatic. You know, we knew that it was coming, and I guess we sort of put plans in place to, you know, make allowances for that, and, you know, you plan your business accordingly. But we were always keen to get back onto, you know, that run down south, the main run, so the Forest Highway. So we were in, if you recall, that little paddock on the corner on the Forest Highway for the last 5 years until the fabulous new service centres have opened.
Well, we'll talk about those service centres in just a moment, the new centres, because I think they will become, if they haven't already, they will become, you know, the new landmarks of that trip down south. My first trip was down, I think, and with the family in the car and not knowing really where we were going. And I recall on a very, very early mobile phone ringing my friend and colleague who we'd started here about the same time, Paul Murray from the West, and he said, whatever you do, make sure you call into the Miami Bakehouse.
That's lovely, isn't it?
And that sort of resonated and still does for many people.
Yes, yeah, look, it does. And for many, it's a bit of an annual trip. You know, for those of us lucky to commute up and down that road more frequently, it's been great to have a facility of any sort there. And that was our, you know, our temporary, we call it our paddock, you know, the old demountable in the middle of the paddock,
yeah,
next to the windmill.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was actually great. The feedback we got when we first went back onto the Forest Highway from our customers was absolutely terrific, because they were all saying, oh, thank God you're back. You know, we've got somewhere to stop on the way now. Thank goodness. It was really tremendous. We really, and that, as a business, it buoys you, you know, and it just, you know, it's not the meaning of life, because we always say pies aren't world peace, are they? But, you know, it really buoys you as a business and a team, and everyone gets a great buzz from that.
I think we should get the T-shirts done. Pies aren't world peace, but still very bloody important, or something like that. It would be fantastic.
I'd have to.
Now, I want to talk to you about a few things, but as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking, I usually like to play a song related to pies. And do you know, for the life of me, I can't think of a song to do with the humble pie. You know, so I'll do a shout out to the big audience that we have on a Saturday night. 922 11 882. Is there a song, anything to do with a pie? I know Peter Frampton was in a band called Humble Pie, but that's a long bow. So if you can think of a song to do with a pie, 9221182. If you join us, we're talking to Simone Sanders. Tell us a little bit about the family, because I'm passionate about family-owned businesses. I was reading a piece in the paper today about one of the great wineries in the Coonawarra that is being decimated because of, you know, the failure to actually, you know, put succession plans in order. Family businesses are the backbone of, certainly in Western Australia, the oldest family business in Australia is a Western Australian business. So tell us a bit more about Miami.
Yes, Tony. I read that piece myself in the paper today. Mm. Look, we're very lucky. We operate the daily operations of the business, my husband and myself, and then we own it with our parents. And look, I guess we've always been involved in family business in WA and in interstate up in the Northern Territory for a while as well. But I think there's something quite unique about a family business that flows on to the team. And I think that really is about your values, isn't it? You know, we all work together. We're kind of shoulder to shoulder all the time. Everyone gets in and gets the job done. So we've got a big team at Miami now. We've grown to nearly 90 staff. So it's a big, I guess, a big background operation that people don't realise when they see our small footprints out there. Yeah, and they're a tremendous team, and I think part of being a family business, of course, it can go either way, can't it? You can have a disaster of a family business, but you can have a disaster of any business if the culture isn't right. And, you know, I think we do a pretty reasonable job. We've got a happy team, a happy bunch of customers, and, well, you know, it's a joyous business, isn't it? Food, it's you know, not a great money spinner in food, but God, it's joyous.
It is good fun.
Every day I get to do something fun.
There's a dear friend, opposite part of the world to you, who runs a little pizza bar up in Greenwood, been there for about 30 years. I was talking to Pompey the other day, and I said, Pomp, how many people do you think you would have employed in your little pizza shop over the years? And he said it would be hundreds. He said quite often now, he said, former staff will come in, they'll have little ones with them, and say, oh, don't you remember me? And, of course, you don't. And then he's reminded that they, you know, may have worked for him when they were teenagers or in their early 20s as part of that great culture and learned so much. And they're the little things that I think are important.
They certainly are. And I think if you can, you know, we obviously in the food business particularly, we have a lot of younger team members coming through. And for many of them, it's their very first job. And that's in the baking side where we have young apprentices in, but it's also on the, you know, the actual shop side. And so many of them come in without any skills. And we talk about what hospitality is. And I did hear you speaking about Harry Ferranti earlier. And yeah. I thought, you know, it's tremendous, isn't it, what hospitality can do to the fabric of our community. The young team members are great because they learn organisation skills. They learn about time management. They learn how to be organised, to present well. But one of the great skills they pick up on is dealing with people, you know, face-to-face. And when you go out to get a job, you know, in your career later on, if you can talk to someone across a counter, it's a great skill to have later in life.
Tell us about how the technology has changed over the time of an organisation, a business like Miami, in terms of that production.
Okay.
Is there a lot of technology around it now?
That's an interesting question. Look, it's very expensive technology, that's what I'd probably say. The equipment in the baking world is quite still very, if I say rudimentary, it's still very basic, but it comes at a very big price point, unfortunately. It's really for big volumes, huge wholesale kind of arrangements work very well with that kind of equipment. We are what I would call, you know, semi-automated. We've got a couple of machines that help us out. But generally, most of our products is still all made and baked by hand. So,
I said, the person who said that I should have a talk to you, and we were talking about tourism in general. So I think part of what you do is part of that tourist experience, even if you're heading down maybe to Margaret River for the first time or the 200th time, it just forms part of that great experience.
Yes, I agree, Tony. And, you know, we've just come through the Christmas trading period, and with the two new centres, we're on both sides of the road. So we're looking after people as they're heading south, and then, of course, as on their return journey. And, yeah, it's been an absolute delight. The crowds have been amazing, absolutely incredible. Mm. And it shows the need for, you know, another centre, I guess, a more formal centre. And we've got some fabulous neighbours in there. We've got some other great food outlets. So it's a really great destination now for people who are heading on that journey.
What about the baking community in Western Australia? Because you know there are some fine people been doing it for a long time as well. Do you talk to each other?
Yeah, we do. We do. Invariably, our catch-ups are at the baking competition, of which there are two in WA every year and one national one. And so we catch up for those usually. And then, of course, there's a bit of a celebration afterwards because the awards are all announced at a dinner and a cocktail party. So that's when we kind of get a chance to let our hair down and have a bit of a chin wag.
Well, it's great to talk to you. For those that haven't done the run for a while, or the two new service centres, part of, as you say, some really interesting and wonderful development, which will become landmarks if they're not already on the Forest Highway. Exactly where for people that are not too sure?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you're heading south, I guess the best landmark is you stay on the freeway, go through, becomes the Forest Highway, and you cross over the Pinjarra Road exit. That's probably the marker, Tony, and probably 15 minutes down the road from that Pinjarra Road exit, and you can't miss them. They are the only thing you'll see in the middle of that lovely country.
If I walk into Miami Bakehouse now, I'm going to have the curry pie, or am I going to have, what would you recommend?
Oh, gee, I've got a few go-to favourites at the moment. You can't go past I'm a bit old-fashioned. I love the sweet lamb curry. But we've got that fiery lamb Rogan Josh is really a great pie. What did we have? We had a glazed ham pie for Christmas, which was fun. Yeah. So, look. Pretty much, there'd be 25 flavours in that pie warmer every day, so you've got plenty to choose from.
I'll walk in and you'll recognise, because I'll have the T-shirt that I'm producing now called The Pie Can Contribute to World Peace or something along those lines. Simone, you know how
pies aren't world peace, but they're bloody important.
That's right, exactly. That's something like that. You know how we said, I'm embarrassed now, you know how we said I couldn't think of a pie song? The phones have gone into meltdown. Have a listen to this selection. The obvious one, American Pie.
Oh, of course.
People are saying football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars. Well, that was a jingle, not really a song. There is Motley Crue's Slice of Your Pie. But one of the favourites, which I'd forgotten about, is Daddy Cool. Things called Cherry Pie. Cherry Pie. It's lovely to talk to you. Hope we do it again, Simone.
Thank you, Tony. Have a lovely evening.
You too. Simone Sanders, official taster, WA-owned and operated Miami Bakehouse.